Shabbos, talk a little bit on the inyan of the Teichacha that the brothers got from Yosef. I had a new Einung this year when I was being Mavisevip, so another Gedank, another thought as to what was the Teichacha that the brothers got from Yosef. After Yehuda's plea to Yosef, the Pasuk uses a Lashon V'lo yochel Yosef lis'apek. That's how the interaction between Yosef and his brothers begins. V'lo yochel Yosef lis'apek. So when you read it simply, what does it mean? Lo yochel Yosef lis'apek? Plus, he couldn't contain himself anymore. He was very emotional. And Poshet, like Nichmu Rachmov, Poshet, he can't einhalten. That's how you learn Kipshuta. There's even Alpi Drash, maybe the Olam remembers, in previous years I had an idea, a thought, that it could be Yosef Davka waited for this moment, because they had to be Mesak in the Chet of Mechiris Yosef. That's what he waited for. He waited for the Tikkun. And what was the Chet? What was the Mechiris Yosef? Mechiris Yosef was, they sold him into slavery to preserve the Malchus. To preserve Malchus Yehuda, to preserve the superiority of the older brothers. And what was happening now? The Melech, the Yehuda, that was the Goyrim, the brothers, that was Goyrim, the brothers, one of the brothers' rationale to sell Yosef. Now he says, Fakelt, Yeshev no avdecho, Eved ladoini, vanar yal aloviv. Mamish a direct tikkun, like the Rambam says in Ulchus Tshuva, Boise Isha, Boise Isman, Mamish, exactly what happened by the Mechira in the reverse. Now Yehuda's saying, I'm going to go into slavery. So now there was a tikkun achet. That was one of the mahalchim we had, that it could be, because this lashon, but we see in Chazal there's a different nekuda here. Different nekuda. And Yosef tells his brothers, "Vayitin es koyle b'vchi, vayishmu Mitzrayim, vayishma beis paroi. Vayoyme Yosef alecho, vani Yosef ahor avichoi. V'lo yochlu echav lanas Yosef ki nivahalu miponav." So Chazal say, "Nivahalu miponav, mipnei habushe. Mipnei habushe." He put them in a box, they were Nivhalu miponav mibnei habushe. So Abba Kohen Ba'adol, a famous member, Abba Kohen Ba'adol says, Eilonu miyem adin, Eilonu miyem atichach. Right? Eilonu miyem adin, that we're going to, Lossed Lovoi, the Abish is going to give us techocha to everybody, Lufi ma'ashehu. And Yosef was kotnei shel shvat. V'loyochlu l'anay so yisei. So imagine us. So all the parshanim ask many, many different questions. Many different tenuas of it's the same question, but many different tenuas of the same question. From all the things, first of all, do we need in order for us to understand the Teichacha from Melech Macha and Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need a dugma from Yosef. Isn't it fearful enough for us to say we're going to be standing in front of Melech Macha and Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When I think about standing in front of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I don't think about the Shvatim in front of Yosef. Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I need a dugma that lo yochlu. The whole thing is it's almost makten. It's almost makted. It diminishes. Thinking about Yosef and the brothers and how they felt diminishes how you feel in front of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Mutav she'yodam shayte kol yomov. In front of the whole world than to be a shaita for 1 second in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means it's better to be a shaita your whole life in front of the whole world, including Yosef, for 1 second, and not to be a shaita in front of Rebbeinu Shel Olam. No. So what do I need? What do I need a dugma that diminishes? Was dafik the ganze dugma? Bechlau, what was the big musa? So everybody knows that you know, every ben Torah knows that in their sleep. That Yosef told the brothers, "Ani Yosef, oy Ravichoy." I never understood the whole thing. That word, which is Aleph Beis, right? It's Aleph Beis. That if you didn't hear it in third grade, Yizichah heard it in seventh grade. It's a stira. Ani Yosef, oy Ravichoy. You didn't think about it then. When you sold me into slavery, now you're saying, "Ki'ech el alavi." I didn't understand it when I was young, and I don't understand it today. It's a nice musavot, 100%. The musavot is gevaldik, aleph plus. But in logish, logically, what's the shaykhis? Then we made a psak halacha. You could tell me the psak was wrong. If Yosef wants to tell his brothers the psak was wrong, you forgot a Yerushalmi. Your psak was wrong. Look at the Rambam in the Sanhedrin. Look at the Yerushalmi. You're wrong. That I hear. Bushu chlima. This is my son. Hoyro vichoy. Now you tell me. Then we had a psak. We paskin that you either married b'malchus or roidif, whatever it is. Chayiv mise. You're not supposed to think then what was a time at the tate. That's an ishke chesmen b'chlal. If a bezin would sit and paskin dine nefoshes, and one of the dayanim would get up and say, "Oh, but what's the time it's a tate? What's the time the tate could get a heart attack?" You tell him his son is his ben yochanan got stoned to death. The tate can get a heart attack. It's chana edel mensch the tate. What's the stuff from the tate? As I paskin min hashayla. For that you should be embarrassed. For that you should be embarrassed. That you manipulated a psak halacha because you had rachmonis for the time it's in tate. What kind of question is that? Now Binyamin is not chayiv misa. So now we're saying eich ei lo lo mivanar einenu iti. What's I have nish fashtanin 45 years ago and I don't understand it today. And somebody has a pshat, please tell me right now. I don't understand it though. Elamai sa musavot. Good. If you want to say it as a musavot, Hashem a musavot. I knew Rav Dovah was going to say something. That's why I said it. So if he's a ganav, he's a ganav. We didn't paskin. Other Rabbi Chazal say loizozo yodoy mitoich yodoy, and they knew he didn't steal it. They knew he didn't steal. Forget Yosef. We know he didn't steal it. So it's not a busha for me. Yosef's telling you, now it's already over. Now all the party is over. Now the party is over. And Yosef is saying, why didn't you think then? First of all, if they're thinking, if now they're going against the law, then you should be embarrassed of what you're doing now. Not what you did then. Yosef is asking, are you talking then? Then? No, then they did the right thing. Why didn't you think then? You weren't supposed to. Reb Dovid is saying, maybe now they also shouldn't be thinking about the Tate. Forget Yosef. If a guy is Chayiv Misa, you're not supposed to think about the father. If Yosef has a tain on the brothers, you should tell them, well, why are you thinking about your father? You're not allowed to think about your father. That wasn't the Musa. The Musa was, Vosi given Yemels. Ani Yosef, did you think about it then? What do you mean? Then we did the right thing. We paskin dinei nefoshes, and we weren't supposed to think about our father. You're asking me why now I'm thinking, good child. Yosef should have said, one second. Doesn't make a difference what your father's going to have me, your father. If he's chayiv, he's chayiv. That's not what Yosef told him. Yosef told him, Ani Yosef, I'm Yene Yosef. From then, why didn't you think then? I didn't think then because I wouldn't have been allowed to think about it then. You're asking me now, Yosef is asking me now, why didn't I think then about Yaakov dying? I wasn't supposed to think about it. I wasn't allowed to think about it. That would have been manipulating the law. That would have been Osra al pi din. It's a mamash apella. Mamash apella. Merafi singer. Elamayim say, like I said, I decided it's a Musa vote. That the Dosos Gedol Yisrael said this word, they said it's a Musa vote. Not it's a pshat. A Musa vote. A Musa vote, it's okay. So the shayla is, what was the big terchocha here? That the Chazal are telling us that if we want to think about loss of lovay, standing in front of Hashem, this is what we have to think about. Yosef Kotnei Shel Shvat. This is the dugma, what it's going to look like, loss of lovay. Gaitman Vaiter, Yosef and his father are poigish each other. The Pasuk states, famous Pasuk, Vayesa Yosef Makavtoi, Vayal Likras Yisroel Oviv Goishna. He went to greet his father. Vayerolo Vayipol Al Savor, Vayevk Al Savor Void. So Chazal say, Rashi brings down a Chazal, it's found more by Riches in the Medrash. Avol Yaakov Avinu Loi Nofal Al Savor Yosef. Yaakov Avinu, he didn't fall al Tzavarei Yosef. Only Yosef fell al Tzavarei Oviv. Yosef hugged his father and cried on his father. Yaakov not. Why? For Omer Rabbi Seinu show your Koyre Yashma. He was learning Kriya Shema. He was learning Shema. Azay Zong Chazal. So all the Mefarshim ask, starting from the Maral, all the way down, In the Lester Por Yoren, you have the Stipler, you have the Briskerov, you have Reb Chaim Brisker. They're all oimed on different Pirushim Shoinim, what seems to be the Maral's Mahalach, to explain what went on here. Reb Chaim and the Briskerov Bipshutai rejected. They didn't learn like that. The obvious question is, if Yaakov Avinu was reading Shema, he does given Zman Kriya Shema. L'chayre. It's a punkt. Punkt now, 22 years, now he's saying Shema. Elamai, he's saying Zman Kriya Shema. So Zman Kriya Shema. So Yosef also has to read Shema. Yosef Tavoychad Lenin Shema. Zagut Akasha. What happened to Yosef's Kriya Shema? It's a fascinating Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer wants to say, Halacha Diketeres. Chassam Sofer wants to say that he says, why Taka wasn't Yosef learning Shema? Zokdel, Yosef wasn't learning Shema because he wanted to learn Betzibul. He wanted to do Krishna and Tefillah Betzibul. So Yosef was waiting to daven Betzibul. So Yankiv, Sigven Vasikin. Und Yankiv, Sigven Zman Krishma, Yankiv a Galen Krishma. Yosef not. Yosef was waiting to daven Betzibul. First of all, comes out according to the Chassam Sofer that Yosef HaTzadik held not like the Mishabura, the Bir Halacha. That Vesikin is better than Tefillah B'Tzibul. He says, I Yaakov Avinu. The Chassam Sofer says, in Ramah, it's brought down a Shaila, it's better to daven in your Beis Medrash than to daven B'Tzibul. The Ramah brings down, Afilu Ein Shem Asoch. Yei Shemrim? Daven Beni Amudah de Bei Midrasha, even if Ein Shem Asar. Memele Vesyuda Shalachofan of Goyishna Lasis Beis HaTalma. The Given Dalton by the Beis HaTalma, as of the Chassam Sofer. Memele for Yaakov Avinu, this was his Beis Medrash. It's for Em Kedai to Zogun Dor Kriya Shema on the Minyan. And for Yosef, that's not Shkman Zayim Beis Medrash. Yosef Vahad for a Minyan. Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer Zogun. But they all ask the kasha. Everybody asks the kasha. What's tutzachdo? So, this habi pirushim nem rubiza. What's the pshat in this? The stipler has an interesting gang, also halachadik, b'chas peretz. He has an interesting approach. The stipler understands it was takazman krishma. But it wasn't soivzman krishma. Because the obvious terrorists, the Sifsei Chacham, a lot of the Achronim talk, the obvious terrorists would be, Yosef was Oisik B'mitzvah. So Oisik can keep it off. Yosef is Oisik can keep it off. So he was doing his thing. And Yaakov Avinu, he wasn't Oisik can keep it off. Yaakov Avinu, Gezok Krishma. Push into terrorists, right? Frek the Welt, for a Seis, Asugin Kedusha. Abba im Ashkeni Mayim, um mitzvah lasos, miniach ni kvair Abba, and I do the mitzvah. So what do you mean keep it up? Famous question. So the disciple says, nishkevelach. So given tchilas man kvishma. The din, miniach ni kvair Abba, is only if the mitzvah is going to be misbatel. If the kibbut av, you're going to do the kibbut av, the mitzvah will be bottled completely. But here, you can still read Krishna afterwards. Double stop for noise, so I can keep it av. As I up the stipe. Yankev, Srizim Magdimim. Yankev read Krishna bezmanai, betchil zmanai. Yosef was oisik b'mitzvah. Are you telling me the halach is if you're oisik and kibbut av, and you have a mitzvah lasois? But that's only a mitzvah shasidu is back. The mile from Zrizim is not doiche kibbutav. As I zok the stipe. That's the stipe's approach. Okay. Das ist ein Malach. Anderoma, interessante andere Malach. That could be that when you're reading Krishma, you're allowed to be mafsik mibnei hayiru. Is efshir. Yaakov, Yosef was also reading Shmatak. No, Yosef Shema is a lot of bimapsik. No, Yair Fasa in Tata. Mashen Kein Yankev Avinu. Aye, there's a Rashi later in Parshas Vayechi. Tala Bidnei Sagid Le. Good. I have a lot of Mahalach Amana Bimiyashiv. This teretz with that Mahalach. But that's not Noch HaTeretz. Right. This can say Noch HaMahalach in him. But Al Kuponim, these are all of us Mishvitzed. But the emes is, the biggest kash is, why taka was Yankev Avinu saying Shema? Efsher, oy meken does good fashtein, if you could understand that properly, then maybe the whole kash is not going to be a kash. Why Yosef wasn't? So there's a famous mahalach, Me'ein Zeh brought down in the Maral, in the Gur Aryeh, and it's found in the Panini Agriz, and others who said it to the Brisker Oven of Chaim. Similar to what the Maral said. Not exactly. And if you're a real Maral, you know, London, you'll make a chiluk from the way they told it to the Brisker Rav and the Reb Chaim, and even though they argued, could be they would be masking to the Maral, but l'chore or not. And the approach was that Yosef now is a unbelievable Idon Avo, Azaz Man Fun Avo, that Yaakov Avinu sing his son, and he wanted to take that Avo that he's feeling now and channel it all to the Rebbein Shalom. Reb Chaim was ungeschrien and the Brisker Rav, you look in Panini Agriz, ungeschrien. Well, you think you know the Avos, you understand the Avos. The Avos had to channel their the Brisker Rav said in Tifa, the Brisker Rav said, Yankev's ganze Avos Avos Hashem. Sein Avos Yosef is Eichad Avos Hashem. You have to channel it. The Brisker Rav said, this is being said with the Havanas Ha'oimer Ba'ovis. The Oimer thinks he understands the Ovis. The one who's saying this vote. They think they understand the Ovis. They're saying it based on their level of Avas Hashem. Pazei, you do Avas Hashem, you do Avas Tos, and ich will them in their Ava, make it this Ava. What's the Dreikmanakot? Now again, if you look at the Maral and Gur Aryeh, he says a similar approach. You could make a daka stick a chiluk from what the Maral is saying to this. You could make a daka stick a chiluk. If you want to say that the Maral could getracht brisk, you could still make it work. It'll work. You'll see what I mean. If you look up the Gur Aryeh, you'll see what I mean. You could make it shtim. But pshut that one fashtein. Why was Yaakov reading Shema? Why taka vosip shat them? Vosip shat as Yaakov. So it was misoira to me a new mahalach, and this mahalach is what I understood now in the teichacha also a shtickle of the teichacha what the brothers when they saw Yosef what was the big teichacha, the teichacha that we're going to have, the Chazal tells we have to think about ilonu miyom adin ilonu miyom teichacha, something to do with this, what was this nakuda? But I have to be makdim to you that I only thought of this because of a vort I heard from Rav Shach Zatzal many, many years ago in Tovshin Mem Zayin. And that vort that Rav Shach had a go'inish pshat, Hagoinish pshat in Yaakov and Yosef. Rav Shach's pshat was more me to think differently. Rav Shach wanted to say, as beide hom gelent Shema. Both were reading Shema. No, an ander Shema, nish the Shema was mitracht. Not the Shema that we think. He said over the famous of Chaim Volozhinel, that b'chlal, the Kiyum HaTorah of the Ovis was a different Kiyum HaTorah. It was a different Kiyum HaTorah. From the Bria, they were able to be Mamsi Yadavi. So Rav Shach said more than that. He said there's something called Krishma Shalavas. Krishma Shalavas. He said Krishma Shalavas is do Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Once do Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs like you have in Parashas Kishma. Right? We have two Parashas. Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim goes. Rav Shach said, Yankiv Avinu at Gehalten in Parashas Rishoyim. Un Yosef at Zadig Gehalten in Parashas Shnei. I'm not talking about in the Lomdus Shabbat. You'll hear what the Machshava was. He said like this. He brought down a Moira de Kabraise, found in Maseches Kale. And the Braise says a whole new reason why Yaakov didn't kiss Yosef. It's scary. I'm telling you, Vashtetan Braise. The Braise says that Yaakov Avinu didn't kiss Yosef because he didn't know where's Yosef holding. Dilmo Shatzei Noshim. He was in Eretz Haaretz. He was in Mitzrayim for the last 20 plus years. Who knows what's with him? Maybe he's Nebuch Eretz Haaretz. Dilmo Shatzei Noshim. So Yaakov Avinu was holding himself back from expressing a full Avo and Hechshesh temple because Ichtav Zem Vosedoh. If I'm hugging, if I'm embracing this new king of Egypt, this new Mishnah Melech, and he's not living, he's not Al Pi HaTorah, then I can't hug him. I can't do that. As I state in Braise. Rav Shach said, by the Ovis, listen to what? No, only a Lamdan like Rav Shach has such a Havona. By the Ovis, das is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim means fully feeling what the mate Mekabel's line, what the Eibush is. You have a son, your beloved son, you didn't see it 22 years. I have to see, where's he holding by the Rebbeinu Shlom before I hug him? Das ist Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Avot, das avot. That, there's no steering between the Braise and Hoya Oisik Bishma. This itself was, a Bechina of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. That, you know what? One second. If this person is going against the Torah, I don't know yet. Kenach tochnet. I can't. I'm holding back. And my son has to see that I'm holding back. I have to see. Who Altman? Where are we holding? It's true. He sent him the Agola. It's true. But Dil Moshat Finosh. That's a lotion of the price of Dil Moshat Finosh. Zokter of Shach. What's the Pasuk? Vayeraylov. As I stay in Pasuk. Vayeraylov. Chazal say, Yosef Nira Eloviv. So everybody asks, what does that mean? Yosef was seen by his father. The pshat is, you could imagine 22 years. Avas Ben Eloviv. Avas Oviv El Benoi. When you go to see your father, so excited, so emotional, so Yosef HaTzadik was not thinking for one second about how he feels. The excitement, the emotions of seeing his father. I just want to give my father the pleasure to see me. Yosef Nira Elov. Vayera Elov. Yosef came not like he's a gavre, like he's a heftze. Yosef came like he's an object. Here, let my father see me. Das ist ein ganzer Gedanke. Zokrev Shach. Yosef or Yosef Bepasha Shnei Shalshma. That's the Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. Yosef was living. Yaakov was living Pasha Rishayna. And Yosef HaTzadik was living Pasha Shnei Shalshma. That's the Givend Ovis. That's his dog. This is where we come from. That's the Givend. That's the Givend. I got back to Yerushalayim, and that Shabbos, I was in Yeshiva for Shabbos. Friday night, I said this word to the whole Yeshiva. I heard it from Rav Shach that week. Came back, I was so excited that they used to ask me sometimes to speak in Yeshiva. I always said, Shabbos, I just didn't want to. This Shabbos, I told the guy, I'm going to speak Friday night. He was like, I'm surprised. And I said, I had to say over this vote. Even pastors like, you guys, I had to say over this vote. So that's how excited I was about the vote. So Lamaisa, Mitoich Dvarov, it was Nesoyer me this year, a different gang in Vosdo Tutzach. That when we look at the Ovis, and we look at the Shiftei Kor, their Hanhoga, that is the Shulchan Aruch. Their Hanhoga is the Shulchan Aruch. Their Hanhoga was the Shulchan Aruch. Yosef HaTzadik, Lo Yochol Yosef L'Sapik, we started, those are the first words of this whole page of history of Yosef and his brothers revealing, starts with the words Lo Yochol Yosef L'Sapik. So what I tell you, Poshe Pshad is, Yosef got very emotional. He couldn't contain himself. Poshe, makes sense, couldn't contain himself. Chazal Zomlit doesn't. Look at Rashi. Lo yoyoyochol lizboil. Sheyihu amitzriyim nitzovim alav. Vishoymin sheochov mizbayishim b'yivodoy lahem. How tamais. He couldn't, poshet, couldn't contain that the mitzriyim should be present and Yosef should be embarrassed. And the shvatim should be embarrassed. Nervoyim. Nervoyim, the brothers who were ready to kill him, who sold him into slavery. And now it's Mamish, the Shas Chimum. Mamish, we're at this moment. And what's he thinking? Loi yochol lizbol shemitzorim nitzovim alav v'shoymim she'echav mizbayishim. He knew his brother was going to be a stickle uncomfortable. The mitzriyim should be here. Couldn't tolerate. Couldn't tolerate. And that was it. Hutsiu kol ishmi. Now, I don't know if the Olam understands what sakoni he put himself into. The Medrash says on this pasuk that Yosef made a mistake. How did he know they wouldn't kill him on the spot? Minayin yoda. They could have killed him on the spot. Hutsiu kol ishmi. Got rid of his whole security, got rid of the secret service. This could have been an assassination. His last encounter with them wasn't so geschmack. Right? The last encounter with them, the attacker wanted to kill him. So Chazal question his shikladas. Yosef had a lot of shikladas. And according to what Chazal is saying, he literally put his life at risk. But what do we learn from Rashi? Lo yochol lis'apek sheyihu ochov mizbayishim. He put his life at risk, and it's not pshat he made hini muchan, I'm going to be moisim myself. He couldn't withstand that they should be embarrassed. He couldn't, he wasn't thinking, mamish Yosef nira loviv, the same thing. He couldn't withstand that his brother should have a busha. Hotel doskitam. That when the brothers saw who their brother is, they saw the madrega, that he just now, this minute, he put his life at risk so they shouldn't be mevuish. They who sold him into slavery, who were ready to kill him. And now the Shalom Aleichem, the first Shalom Aleichem, 22 years later, he cannot. You know what Koichas HaNefesh that is? We don't properly understand what this is. Do you realize the strength of character? You have a chevra of brothers that were ready to kill you 22 years ago. They sold you into slavery. And now you're going to finally open up to them. So now you're putting yourself ready to be killed, according to Chazal. And I can't. There's no other way for me to do this. Because Chas v'Shalom, they're going to be a shtickle more embarrassed. They're going to be embarrassed regardless, but the Mitzrayim should also be here. Kenished. the brother saw how much a person could be misgabel. The Eibush is going to come to each person and show you who you could be. Lefi mashehu. The best excuse everybody has is I couldn't. That's everybody's excuse. This is the koyches hanefesh v'sichob. This is what I could do. I can't do that. Sometimes people tell me, Rebbe, my father, he's a mishugan. I can't. I know it's key, but I can't. I can't deal with it. And today, unfortunately, there's a whole world of therapy that validates abusing parents. Fumel. So-called fumel. You have a difficult parent, so you have to just spit at them for your own mental health. By me and Kiddushin state that if a parent spits at you, you still have to give them COVID. As I state, mein Gemara. His mein Gemara says the opposite. But I hear from therapists sometimes that you have to spit at your parent if it's abusive, it's this. First of all, what they call abusive. But forget that. The Gemara is talking about a case where it was abusive. It's not what became. Undos is the koichas hanefesh that a person has. When the brothers saw the izgabrus of Yosef, nivhalu miponov. He just now put his life at risk to minimize the discomfort that they're going to feel. Nivhalu miponov. They realized, they themselves realized what's it's saying. Was on the chazal, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is going to give you teichocha, lefi, lekol echad lecha, lefi mashehu. This is the koiches that a person has. These are the koiches that a person has. A person has the koiches each moment in life to be oimed in that nisoyen. Hashem gives you a challenging parent. That means you have the koich to be mizgabel. The Rebbeinu Shlomo gives you a challenging schedule. You could be mizgabel and you could learn. Lefi mashehu. Every matzav that you're in, the Eibishter gives you the koiches. Your main excuse, ask any person, what's their main excuse in life? I couldn't. Achnishka can't. That matzav, achkenisht. Ask anybody. Whether it's a learning schedule, whether it's how much stoker they give, whether it's how much chesed they give, whether it's keep it avim, what kind of husband are you? Do you learn with your kids? Everything you're going to ask a person, I'll tell you the same. It's achkenisht. Achkenisht. These are my limits. That's the excuse every person has. Yosef hat uns bewiesen, there is no such a thing. There's no such a thing. That's oylonu miyem adin, oylonu miyem atichoch. That the Eibush is pashuk going to say, lefi mashehu. This is dein koiches. These are the koiches. Hashem puts you in a matzav. You may not be mizgabel, but du kennst. You can't stay in Mizgabel. You could be Mizgabel. And the Eibishter will help you be Mizgabel if you're Mizgabel. If you put the koiches in, you could be the best son to that father that you think is impossible. Or that mother. Or that Jew. Or that difficult child. Or Kenish Launen, to give in a difficult kufa, I couldn't learn. Kenst dich einreden. Kenst dich also einreden. Amol, we see a Talmud in yeshiva. I'm obviously not going to make examples. But Amol, we see a Talmud in yeshiva. That I think to myself, if I lived in this kid's house, I don't know where I would be. I don't know where I would be. I grew up in a house of Kodesh Kodosh. For me, not to be an Erlich Hayid, how he sees such parents, I cannot be an Erlich Hayid. If he can't stand his eye, an Erlich Hayid. And we have Talmidim in yeshiva, sometimes I'm aware of what's going on, the matzav and all my and they could be the best Talmidim, sometimes the most choshev Talmidim. So Yosef Mechayev is Kol Roshon. The biggest teichocha that Yosef has, based on the Gemara and Yume, is as du kennst yeh. Du kennst yeh. That's why Chazal used Yosef oylonu miyem adin olam anach. Poshet nivhalu miponov. Poshet miponov. Nivhalu miponov. It's not midvorov. It's not from his words. They saw what Yosef did, what his iskabrus nevalam ibonav. I want to tell you that when Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim, is the avekshtel from Golos, the avekshtel from going into Mitzrayim. That's this moment. There's a whole new. He's leaving Eretz Yisrael. He's going into Erva Saoretz. He's Dafne Kabbalah. Memela, the moment was Mechayev as Medaf Nochamol Mechazek Zayin. Memela, Koros Krishma. Hote Bavizen, dot Yosef of the Shengeton 22 years ago. Cholasheru Oisa Hashem Imoi. When Yosef came down to Mitzrayim, Hote Oichet Mekabel Gimem Hayom Achashamayim. They both read Krishma. Bishaitai. Yosef did it when he came. Now Yaakov is coming down. The first thing, not to get for catch up on the last 22 years. The first thing in order for us to have a proper yeshiva mitzrayim, kabbalos machshemayim. Dos is the zman for them. And Yaakov was mizgaber to that moment. There wasn't Yosef's moment. Yosef doch shengelein krishma. Yet Yosef the mechazik given in kibunav, like Rav Shach says. Now Yosef, that was the moment for Yosef. The point is, I mention every moment, the nisayon of that moment, you can overcome it. You can overcome the nisayon of the moment. And that's the lekach of the parashah, if yani is daiti. For smedafa, we have to take from this. Because our biggest life's excuse is achkenisht. I could tell you, in being in Rabbonis now over 35 years, that is the biggest excuse that everybody always has. I couldn't. And in your mind, I couldn't. It's not like that. Every matzav the Eibishter puts you in, kens the year. Hashem gives a person a matzav that they can be mizgaber. And Yosef was able to be mizgaber with the trup. You understand? He was able to do it with the trup. He was able to mamish do it with the trup at the most difficult moment. And that's the biggest machayev to all of us. Lefi mashehu. Your matzav. The Eibishter tells you your matzav. What's the value of me pun? Okay, I go to Shabbos.
What about the two parshiyos?